The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
October the 20th, which is today, marks World Osteoporosis Day, the call to women over 65 to prioritise bone health. Now, I'm joined on the line by TV personality and Irish Osteoporosis Society Ambassador Mary Kennedy. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah. Now, I know you've got a very busy day at the moment. We won't go into that, but unless you want to. But you want to talk about osteoporosis and how some people are more vulnerable to it and how perhaps you can head it off at the pass.
Well, women are more vulnerable to it, particularly after menopause. And I suppose I'm speaking on behalf of women who are over 65, because, you know, the impact that osteoporosis can have on your life in these precious golden years, and on the lives of your family and your loved ones if you do have a break or a fracture, is absolutely huge. And the reality is that you don't know you have osteoporosis until you have osteoporosis. So the important thing is to be very vigilant, particularly post-menopause, because the drop in estrogen leads to a loss of bone density. And you just have to prioritize that aspect of our health. Because if the pandemic has taught us anything, it is that life is so precious. And you mentioned that I have a busy day. I have a new grandchild. Now, who wants to, as of Tuesday, and who wants to kind of not be able to run around or to play football in the back garden with a precious member of the next generation of your clan and your tribe? So it is very important. Actually, what's recommended is that women should kind of have their shopping list that we all have with regard to health at some stage in the year, where you check on breast health, you check on your bloods, you check on your cholesterol, and you should also check on your bone health.
Now, how do you do that? How do you know that your bones are fine or perhaps are weakening because of osteoporosis?
Well, the way you do is you go to your GP, and when you're having your bloods and your cholesterol, you say, I'd like my bloods to be checked for bone density as well. But also, the Irish Osteoporosis Society, which is www.irishosteoporosis.ie, they do, they're so helpful. They have a risk assessment test. You can go on there, you can find out what the important issues are, and you can be directed to look after your bone health. People might may not know that the CEO and founder of the Irish Osteoporosis Society is a woman called Professor Moira O'Brien, who is just a huge advocate for women's bone health. And she is a healthy 89-year-old. She'll be 90 on her next birthday, and she's still working away and considers this to be a very important issue.
Now, I remember talking to Professor Moira O'Brien over the years, and she's been big into, athletes maintaining very good health. She was an expert in this field long before, we knew there were experts in it. She was one of those. And I'm sure she exercises regularly to ensure her own bone health. But there's a stat that's a bit frightening. One in five women over 60 will die within 12 months of breaking their hip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's pretty stark.
Yes, it is. And it's the thing about osteoporosis is, Pat, that it's preventable, it's treatable, and it's manageable. So it's really a no-brainer. In 2019, there were 4,000 people in this country hospitalized because of osteoporosis, and 69% of them were women. So it's really, the message really on this World Osteoporosis Day is going out to women, to just we deserve it, we're worth it. We need to include that in our self-care. It's all very fine, going off to spas and salons and things like that, but this is the basic, and this is going to make a huge difference to your life.
No,
and it's so simple.
We know that exercise obviously helps improve bone health, but if you have it, and you mentioned that you don't know you have it until you have it, you have a break that reveals a brittle bone, but can you improve it? If the condition is already set in, can you improve your bone health?
Well, Definitely. The message coming out from, I'm not a medic, but the message coming out is that it is treatable. But, and the obviously early intervention is key, but yes, it is treatable. And the information around all of that you will get from your GP, from your health centre, and also from the society, which, by the way, gets very little help. And they're always, welcome. They always welcome donations. It's a wonderful organisation for women, and women should support it.
Well, I know that load-bearing exercise is very important. It helps to build bone health. And I suspect that lifting a grandchild and hurling the child in the air will certainly do wonders for your bone health, Mary.
Yeah, but also even walking, Pat, well, that is true. But you do notice, I mean, you know, there's a reason why you have children when you're young, because your energy and your physical strength is not as it was when you were 20 and 30. But you do want to keep it at its at a premium point, and that is really what's important. But walking, just getting out there, putting one foot in front of the other, you know, a bit, I like to jog, and it really is, it's important for my mental health, but also I know for my physical health. All of those things are very important.
Well, Mary, thank you very much for making the time for us today. Mary Kennedy, as you know from the telly, but also Irish Osteoporosis Society Ambassador. Mary, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.